Dating methods. Is the Earth really old?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the new Answers book. Well, if you had to put together a list, Ken, of the five most asked questions you receive, I'd guess the topic of the age of the Earth would be one of them, right?
That's right. If I'm on a talk show long enough, that question almost always pops up. And the question doesn't come just from skeptics. I remember when a pastor said, "You creationists have to believe the fossils are millions of years old." "Why?" I said. "Well, because carbon dating proves this," he went on. You know, I'd venture to guess that even the average Christian thinks that carbon dating has something to do with the dating of the Earth to be millions of years old, but actually, it doesn't. Though evolutionary dating methods like uranium, lead, or potassium argon come up with dates of millions of years, they really can't be trusted. Some of our own scientists have shown that these dating methods can sometimes get dates ranging from 0 years to millions of years, even in the same rock layer. Most people don't understand that before evolutionary scientists even try to use their dating methods, they already believe the fossils are millions of years old. But as we show in our Creation Museum, we believe that most of the fossils the evolutionists are trying to date were formed during the time of Noah's flood, just a few thousand years ago.
One of the other most asked questions we get at our ministry is, if you believe there's a God, why is there so much suffering and death in the world? It's an intriguing question, and it's answered on our website. Read Ken Ham's free booklet at AnswersRadio.com.